Hallo, hallo, Frau Tidjurek. Von Schmidt, Iwanski. Hallo, hallo, my mom, one and one, Philip. Hallo, hallo, like me from the Coxcock Force of the Foreground. Hallo, hallo, thank you.
Teaching a parakeet to talk is fun, but the old method took too much time and patience. This record is specially designed to teach any healthy, normal parakeet to talk by using
the self-genius power of Swatch.
And now we behold the miracle of Mount Park, once the headquarters of the Knights Templar, where the people of London gather again to praise Bob or merely enjoy the diversions of Bob, standing upright, completely bowed out.
Wally?
Yeah, horsing around with girls.
Girls?
Well, sure. They start foaming at the mouth.
Boy, that sounds neat.
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Hey, look!
The self-genius power of
Swatch.
Yeah. Well, I say it's great. It's
supposed to be the biggest one in the whole world.
All right.
First it starts real slow.
Yeah.
Then it goes faster and faster. And everybody starts yelling and screaming.
It's supposed to scare the socks off you.
And they even got this guy in a white coat standing around in case anybody faints.
It sounds pretty neat, all right.
Well, see ya.
Goodbye.
So long, fellas. What's the matter with me?
I'll tell you what's wrong with you. Dad cut off his knees.
He was sick for 3 days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Don't tell me something like that. I just had supper.
Praise
Bob Dobbs.
Babe!
I know.
Well, you took me human in his name. Boy, I mean, you know.
I know.
Yeah! You know.
I know.
Well, don't, you know.
I know.
Why, that'd be like, you know.
I know.
I don't know why the wind blows. I can't explain the sea. I only know that something's wrong, and I wonder what it can be. So here am I, just waiting for my little Rosemary, and as I wonder where you are, someone's knocking on my door. I hear a voice call my name. Your girl has just been run over by a great big steamroller. To this I replied with tears in my eyes.
I'm taking a shower now. Just slide her under the door.
Shedding my skin like Nick Nolte, revolting. Molting. Shedding my skin like Nick Nolte, revolting. Molting. Shedding my skin like Nick Nolte, revolting.
Oh,
my skin like Nick Nolte. Revolting.
Tittering.
Hello?
Tittered.
Beaver!
Hi, Dad. You want to see me, Dad?
Beaver. Beaver?
Yes, sir.
Beaver?
Yes, sir.
Beaver!
No, sir.
Beaver.
Yes, sir.
All right, Beaver. A thing is either right or it's wrong.
Oh.
And if it's wrong in the first place, then it's right. Do you understand?
But
just remember one thing. Wrong is right, even if everyone says it's wrong.
Gee.
Oh, no, Beaver.
What?
Right.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. That was Fernando Nando Federico Limur who did that. And before that, friends, that was the El Queso All-Stars doing Revolting. The, there we go.
Revolting.
It was, one of the few songs that mentions Nick Nolte, but that's the El Queso All-Stars. Before that, we heard, I don't know who did that song, Steamroller, but Reverend Polar Bear submitted it. And Artemia Salina did some of our new introductory collages, and Fernando Nico Limur produced the other introductory collages. So, Zuzu baby. So it's Hour of Slack number 977 this time. We're gonna zoom our way.
Get that wax out of your nostrils and place your hands where they're supposed to be. It's time for the nude section.
The nude section. Yeah, take it off.
Forms of life, completely and totally au naturel.
It's the way God intended, baby. It's the way you were born. So just doff them duds and be a swinging subgenius. Dave, you can keep your clothes on. Seriously. No, put them back. No, Dave, don't.
Those are my clothes, man. You want to keep that stuff nice and fuzzy.
Yes. Well, at least it is fuzzy.
At least better days have come and passed, and now we can look forward to absolutely zero nihilistic non-futurism. You know what I'm saying? That's a happy thing after the holidays, at least.
We can look up days.
And the poop come down on the eyeballs. So
yeah, but you know, at least it didn't come directly down on you. Think
on
how
you.
Many people had it so much worse during this Christmas holiday. That makes me feel so good just to know that somebody else had it so very much worse. Actually, I had a wonderful time.
So bad that they actually took the frozen pork chop out of the freezer and pointed it at their temple. Well, you can't do that. That wouldn't be kosher. But you know what I mean? And then just released the giggy button and that was it for them. They went back to a diet of solid snacks and disease.
Pull the lever, down you go. But it won't flush anymore. The great trap door to hell don't flush anymore. Hell's filled up.
Yep.
You know what happens then?
Plenty of souls. None more needed. We're all stacked.
The dead
check it out.
Shall walk the earth, my friend.
The Lord rolls back to stone. He walks out. He comes, I don't know. I don't want to talk to them. I'm feeling a little cross. I love those jokes like that. He comes over to Peter's house the night before the crucifixion and hands him three nails and says, hey, can you hang me? Can you put me up for the night? Oh, I'm sorry. It's either can I hang around or can you put me up for the night? No. There shall be no spoken words about our Lord. The fatty man.
The meat Jesus.
The meaty meat.
The swinging Jesus. Meat Jesus, friends. He's the Tom Jones of personal saviors.
He's the barbecued snack of winged avatars.
Bob will tell you all about Jesus. They're old drinking buddies. They had partied down.
They don't know they're drinking buddies.
Jesus is just all right with Bob, they say.
His wife, Larinda. She's the one with the big, shiny teeth. See, it's not Mary Magdalene after all. It's the one, the third row from the left before the Station 12, I think it is.
Yeah.
Yes, look, see, that's her, Larinda, the one with the big, shiny teeth. She's
nice
happy.
Teeth, yeah. Very nice teeth.
Yes, well, the dental plans in those days were much better than they are now. Kind of forward-looking in some way, the Romans were.
She plays the organ so well. Isn't that Ravi Shankar playing that huge pipe organ in the background?
I thought you said she.
Yes. So she. Well, you know how
Shiva,
organists
you
are.
Meant Shiva was playing it through Ravi
Walter, Shah. Wendy, Ravi, the rabbi, all the same person.
Orange Julius, the great right. Caesar of Rome, who actually ate too many.
Or Julius of Orange.
Yep.
He was great. He threatened to drown and inundate his own country in order to prevent the Spanish from invading.
Well, he had to.
He said, "We will burn ourselves to prevent you taking command of our great nation."
He'd rather do that because, well, the real story was he set the dikes free. And that's kind of a liberation theme for this year and 2007, whatever it is.
Yeah, but look what they did to him in return.
They stampeded
all over him. The running of the bulls in
Pamplona.
You heard about that. I read about that in the Weekly World News, actually.
Yeah, people were just as unfond of him as he was unfond of others. He made a bad reputation for himself, but he wasn't as mad as George III or even our George II.
Are you sure he is the second? Are you sure he's not like the third or the fifth?
That's right. He might actually be George the fifth.
The seventh.
Prescott/Dimwittian,
Bob said, beware ye the ninth bush, for he shall be the one who shall open up the great hole in the gateway to the key to the neither parts of the unspeakable one.
Well, Moses said it was a burning bush, didn't he?
Yes, but he didn't say where the bush was. And it was on the planet where the sun never shines, or shines very faintly.
I think it's on the south lawn. You want to move over and get some people over on the south lawn? There's somebody on fire trying to get his way, make his way, get his way, make his way. Could you check that out, please? I was wondering if there's someone...
We'll get right on that.
Hey, would you? This
we'll
religious
right
music puts me in the
we'll
mood
right
for
sleep.
No, I think
tender
we have. Let's try this.
And skyward thoughts. Oh, Vishnu of the green orifice.
Here's a story.
Kids, what a sweet bunch of kids there.
Love,
love, love.
What was it really like to be one of the kids of the king? Well, having the Savior for a dad wasn't bad.
He hasn't been indicted yet, has he? I mean, they haven't even held trial, really, for the Savior.
Our Lord has been indicted.
His child molestation charges.
There's all kinds of things. There's gold laundering back in the days of the Capsar Templars and the Knobs, whatever they call them. And all those guys back in the days when you had
the guys that really started the Illuminati. Well, and that was when the Illuminati were the good guys.
Yeah, well, Jesus was the head of the first crime family. And nobody, and by this time, everybody thinks it's a religion.
Well, certainly it's a...
I've got something caught in my throat.
Well, you know, someday somebody will think that the U.S. government was
scammer.
A religion. You know, I mean, someday somebody will say that the mafia was a religion.
Well, it's not often, is it, that these scams become religion? Something caught in my throat.
Are you implying that there was something scam-like about the entire basis of Christianity, the second or third most popular religion next to subgenius?
I cannot believe it.
You know, my dad is a lay preacher in back at Stangville in Texas, in Stang County, and he's the unspoken mayor of Stangville, actually, and
mayor of Stangville. I heard from those speed traps.
He preaches at the Methodist Church. The most ludicrous and horrendous parts of the Bible, and then starts asking people whether they really, how do they know there really was a Jesus?
What a horrible man to break those old ladies' hearts.
Well, the funny thing is,
it's like,
they keep coming back for more. Captain Stang,
you ever think about this?
She goes, Captain Stang, you know more about the Bible than any of our regular preachers. And what you have to say is just so, it has me thinking. It really gets me to thinking sometimes. And, it actually makes my faith stronger.
Unfortunately, that's the problem, Stang. You have seeded all these women.
There's nothing wrong with making people's faces stronger by seeding them.
Their faces?
I've always wanted to spunk in the face of trouble, shall we say, form of a redheaded Mormon babe who is in for it if we ever get our hands on
part
her.
Part Indian and part refugee.
I'm sorry. It's this Devo. It's the unreleased Devo music in the background that had made me say that.
The way you said, I don't know, your attitude, the way you say unreleased, it sounds like it's a bowel movement or something, right? Is that what you got out?
Yeah.
Unreleased.
Did I say that?
No, you have to say it more like, yet to be released. I don't know.
Well, if I didn't say that, then pick up on it, dude.
Okay.
Dave, I have some American Indian related music that I think you're going to love to just hear. One is a song called Octopus Woman by Dick Kent. Which has me puzzled because I can't think which tribe was dealing with octopi. And you'll see what I mean when you hear the song. And that's followed by a rendition of a song about Mighty Mouse by the Black Lodge Singers.
Get out of here.
No,
the Black Lodge Singers a thing by Mighty Mouse?
We've played Mighty Mouse on the show. This one is Mickey Mouse. But first, we have to listen to a commercial.
Do you push the caffeine drink alarm in the morning? Do you drink more than one caffeine drink during the day? Do you feel like you need a caffeine drink in the daytime? It's because you're tossing an old-fashioned Swedish soft yet supported gravity-defying weightless certified amazing caffeine drink developed by NASA at night. You deserve a good caffeine drink, and that's just what you'll get with the Good Caffeine System.
And now I don't sleep at all.
You'll never get the good night's sleep.
I can wake him up or disturb him.
Try that with a metal spring. Look how the caffeine drink doesn't tip over as Kelly moves billions of uncomfortable metal springs. So call now, and we'll rush you this free sample of the amazing, unheard-of 20-year limited warranty. Free. So call 1-3-0-1-3 now. So call 1-3-0-1-3 now. That's 1-3-0-1-3.
Okay, here's Octopus Woman by Dick Kent.
What happened at Fort Bragg on the beach of the sea? An octopus woman reached out and grabbed for me. Octopus woman, please let me go. Octopus woman, please let me go. The octopus woman lives out in the sea. She found her a darling the day she captured me. Octopus woman, please let me go. Octopus woman, please let me go.
It's very pretty music.
Woman. I should not have gone fishing.
So he could be maybe
down by that old Fort Bragg.
Fort Bragg on the ocean.
Fort Bragg? Well, Fort Bragg is on the ocean, isn't it? No, Camp Lejeune. Where's Fort Bragg? That's not no
point. He said that green-eyed octopus hag, and yet he had her. this isn't a land prairie squid. This is a half woman, half octopus, Lovecraftian thing.
Lovecraftian.
Like, that's what it is. It's kind of like the Shadow Over Innsmouth, the trot Fort Bragg near Innsmouth, Massachusetts, where.
Octopuses, children.
The octopus hunt was quite a like a quite a thing. Thousands of people competing for various. Was it a form of prairie squid?
She just had five more octopus children. She's had hundreds.
She's had thousands. She's like the goat with a thousand titties.
Yeah. And arms.
That's a real goat, right? And arms, of course.
Please let me go.
Dick Kent.
I think he's speaking metaphorically of perhaps white culture or European culture vis-a-vis the corporate state.
Oh, man. Can't you believe in magic, dude?
Okay. He's having a nightmare.
And the beauty of the octopus people.
Oh, phew. How'd you say the beautiful bureaucracy of the
octomates? Okay. Here, listen to this. Mickey Mouse and Pluto, too. They're all movie stars at Disneyland.
I think that might be perhaps the Sistine Chapel to me.
This.
Weha. You know, I mean, geez. How else could you say it now? I'm certainly not going to say, here I come to save the day without, you know, zoom, 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 right? Type thing. I mean, I wouldn't. At least if I wasn't, you know, growing my own feathers.
Dave, are you sick?
I'm sick of life. I'm sick of this rare earth that we're forced to tread daily. I'm sick of the smell of my own uterus as I stumble blindly from one garbage can to another, barking at the chickens and making noises and causing. Turtles. See, they can keep working. They can put their hands in the can.
Isn't that shocking?
Keep your
eyes
out open.
That is absolutely shocking.
You have multiple scleritis.
I heard the time had taken a cigarette and put it in his mouth and then like pulled on his finger and then the other finger and then the cigarette.
And then the mouth exploded? Or the cigarette?
I don't know.
Well, how could you not know? You said you were there.
I don't know.
You said you were there. You must have seen what happened.
I was just only listening. I didn't really
see. The last time somebody smoked my fingers while he was trying to pull his pipe, they exploded in his own head. Yeah, there was no problems after that. They cleaned it up pretty good.
Bob was dead.
For a while, as usual.
Wrapped in plastic.
For a while, as usual.
The muslin shrouded body of Bob J.R. J.R. J.J. J.R. 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 Bob Dobbs, bring brought here to the Mausolistic Orientum. There's thousands of people out there. None of them want to see this miscreants. They are crying because apparently they've been overcharged for parking. But now some of them are holding signs saying, bring Bob back. The three B's of occult ritualism.
Scratch his back.
Some of them wanting to perforce his organs or perhaps move into other realms of his body. The orifices have been sealed shut by the Monsignor himself under a three-year plan also agreed to by the United Snakes of... the United Nations Secretary himself. Take a message. Take this, please. It's been a tough delay, but some of the toughest stay.
Who killed Bob?
Who killed him?
That is what we must find out. And those responsible for Bob's death must be brought to justice.
Yes, bring them to justice.
We all loved Bob. Everyone in town loved Bob.
There wasn't a kid
from
in
the
town.
The little wood chopper woman to the and say, big no, quilting man.
Please.
What was there not to love?
I think Bob was everyone's friend. Because of him. It's not my problems. He's created all of mine.
Someday he'll come back. It was our barber, our bloodletter, our leecher, and our salesman.
A feces slinger, and what a barbecue apron.
Oh, what a feces slinger.
Oh, what a man, woman, anything.
I wanted... But look, he's back! Now we must kill him! Yes, kill Bob!
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, can't get fooled again. Fool me, can't get fooled again. Shame on, shame on, shame on, shame on. Fool me once.
Armageddon!
Fool me, can't get fooled again. Shame on, shame on, shame on, shame on. Fool me once.
Armageddon!
Fool me, can't get fooled again. Shame on, shame on, shame on, shame on. Fool me once.
Armageddon!
Fool me, can't get fooled again. Shame on, shame on, shame on, shame on.
But I was only trying to retrieve the gerbil.
So you look here now. Got the rippy rhyme bean blow. Get the line straight, man.
Dapper man.
You're dapper like peanut butter on the pan.
Yeah, man, that shit is good. Come on, W. Get the line straight. You're disgracing my home state.
Shame on you.
Cut out, snake.
In Nashville, the president tried to keep up the pressure.
Shame on you.
Ready?
In Nashville, the president tried to keep up the pressure.
He ain't doing a fucking thing. Is it?
Shame on you.
In Nashville, the president tried to keep up the pressure.
Shame on you.
This is Dean Martin.
Fool me, can't get fooled again.
And Jerry Lewis with him, we will Dave and fail you.
I pushed a cardboard tube, his rectum and slipped ragged, our gerbil in, he explained. As usual, Kiki shouted out, Armageddon! My cue that he'd have enough.
In Nashville, the president
tried to retrieve ragged, but he wouldn't come out again, so I peered into the tube and struck a match, thinking the light might attract him.
Shame on you.
At a hushed press conference, a hospital spokesman described what happened next.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once.
Igniting Mr. Tomaszewski's hair and severely burning his face.
Shame on
you. Also set fire to the gerbil's fur and whiskers, which in turn ignited a larger bucket of gas.
Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
the head is.
That's the line of the show right here.
It'll make you shit.
That was
the ornamental thing.
The Workshop Radiophonic is the name of the group that did that Fool Me Once thing. Workshop, spelled W-O-R-K-E, Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E, Radiophonics, Phonic. Phonic with a K.
That was a lovely, simply lovely piece I enjoyed there.
What
the voting
horrible
the
thing I have
George
on the back.
Bush image against the contrasting with the sitcom audience. I loved it.
Oops.
Me too.
It was a beautiful
it
exercise in futility. I remember, I think it was 1997. We took all the victims down to the river before we drowned them, and we made each one of them pray to Jesus. We laughed until our shoes filled up. Then we went back and counted our money, and counted yours, remember that?
Oh, yes.
Yes, you had the, was it the Polygym, what kind of damn money do you have?
I can't remember.
It was red and had funny queens on
yes,
it and
yes,
things,
yes.
And people with elephants and strange eyes, but it was beautiful.
So much better.
Yes, but it was beautiful money. Then we drowned all the victims and went back and had a sandwich. Remember that?
Yes, right along with the meerkats.
Yes,
I remember.
It's great running this planet. I enjoy the making the monies we can count and taking the victims down to the river. That doesn't solve my prostate problem, so I've noticed that. It's the size of a 400-pound watermelon now.
Do they make you drink that stuff for yours?
I have to carry it in a small cabin device that has a little motor on the side, and I can make it go low, high, or in between, which is the speed I choose.
Yes, in between
is best. It doesn't help drowning the victims or counting the money. No.
Loving the feeling of submission to me. 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 Loving
the feeling of submission to me. Loving the feeling of submission to me. Loving the feeling of submission to me. Not some image of the past or future. The state is your third nostril.
Can you smell it yet?
I'm loving the feeling.
I smell so obedient. I love this smell. I feel I could do anything I am was told. Tell me something. Make me do something.
You can do anything that you want as of this moment, old lady and old man, yes. Because
I'm not
you
gonna
have
put
entered the church
on, no way.
Of the subgenius.
I'm not going to put them on, mister. Get back.
Come one, come all. Come on in. You too can be like the freaks. Look at the freaks. Look at their insane eyes. Hear the insane things they have to say to you. Here at the Church of the Subgenius.
The zealous shall not be permitted past level 4. The overzealous shall not be allowed to play with the commode. And those who've passed level 5 will be forced to evacuate
the body.
Where's the evacuation chamber?
I think it's down there. Man. We just lost some, like, 2 people where we, like, came here. And they said, we want to see it. And
there's this long
I'm
line.
I'm not going there, but that's where it is.
There's a long line there. Nobody will vacate the evacuation chambers,
you,
man.
You get lost in that line.
We're all on evacuation vacation.
I'd keep walking this way if I were you.
Who can help us? Who can help us to find the place, the final place, where we can... We can let loose what we can achieving this.
Your movements, your eye movements, your body's relaxation.
You know, this martial music reminds me of the days. Way, way back when. Notice this dueling scar? I got this from that chair bump.
Oh, Pops. My God.
Look what he did to me.
Disgusting.
Yeah, we were both students together at Flight and Cyber, and went to the Rheinschaller and smoked. And then he said a dirty name about my mother. He was short of lip and long on tooth, and I laughed, and then he kicked me in the groin. And so, we dueled. And he won.
Well, you know, boys will be boys.
Yes, they will, but what about becoming men and stopping this? It's gone on too long.
Well,
it drips daily. Look, it's still oozing now. I hate Bob.
Bubs will be bubs. And bubs will be bubs.
Praise Bob! Praise Bob!
One look. Person blowing it, himself and smacking his head. Oh, sorry.
If only Bob would truly return. What? Oh, no.
Wait, you guys, the president's coming. Cool it, man. It's
look
Rick.
Down,
it's
look
President
down,
Stang.
Man, look up,
President
look
Stang
up,
is coming.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I'm so nervous.
God, that guy's ugly. I wonder what he looks like underneath that microphone.
Oh, man, you can smell him walking by. Just keep
sweating.
Don't look. Oh, man. What is that? It smells like there's a decaying turkey.
Is that a woman with him?
No, that's... Yes. Yeah. What? No, don't look. Keep your eyes down on the ground. Keep looking at your shoes, man. He's looking at me now. He's like...
Yes, my children. You have gathered unto me, and I shall lead you to the new way, the way of the new Bob, who speaks only through me. Yes, from now on in the Church of the Subgenius, you may only achieve achievingness and slackdomness by hiding from that J.R. Bob Dobbs and sending all your money to me, the new Dobbs, Reverend Ivan Stang. Forget that old talk, that slack talk. That's silly superstition. You must put your nose to the grindstone now, my children. Relent. Stop slacking off. And get a second job. That's the new church policy. What is it? Is there some sort of dissidence? Why, we're happy to hear. Are there... pardon me, kids! Was I hearing some sort of a dissidence? We certainly would love to hear from anyone who seems to have a critique of the new regime here. The new election of the subgenius. Yes, I think we'll call it that. We'll change the name of the whole organization. It was silly before. No one likes the religious crap.
We like what it was.
And no one cared about Bob. He was old-fashioned. We need a cool new savior. Like me, yes, that would do.
Yes, sir. That would be...
Reverend Darth Stang.
That would be beautiful, sir.
King of all the subgeniuses and owner of all the copyrights. And as well as the trademarks.
As onerous as anyone has ever been.
Yes, I shall own slack. I shall own the very slack itself of every individual subgenius. I will define slack. For them! Bob, that fool, he didn't know how to make money. Salesman of the gods, what kind of a pathetic, pitiful idiot did he take me for? A sub-genius? Nay, for I, Reverend Stang, and the first sub-genius genius! No one can ever stop me now. You die! Guards, seize him!
Ow. Oh, cripes.
What is happening? They're beating... Big God, that is good. My guards are beating this silly old man.
And they're making shoes out of meat and pants and hats and hair chest.
Wait, what's going on? The old man, he's casting off his rotten clothes and his bad smell. He's standing up straight. His pipe has sprung out of his mouth. Why, that's not so simple, old man. But J.R. Bob Dobbs himself. Oh, my God, he has come to take revenge. Revenge against I, who would usurp his great church.
Now,
oh, no, Bob.
Biting the arm, Bob.
No, Bob, please. Oh,
I will be your little bitch, Bob. I'll be your bitch, please. Please, let me be.
It's all right.
I'm sorry. I was just kidding. It was all part of the set. That's all right, Bob. Please,
you will. Yes, do you have any of the doggy downers? Do you have any of the pills for this damn dog? He peed on my leg.
I'm sorry, Bob.
Mr. Cornhusker, I hate to interrupt your dream time now, but you've exceeded the limit. You've gone 3 points over, and I'm afraid the credit roll is a Danish. You know what I'm saying? Let's take a hike. Pal, you. Hey, long short hair, whatever your name is. Let's go. Time's up. You've used up your dream time. These guys get in here, they can't get out. Look what's happening to his feet. Oh my god, he must have been in here for a year. Oh man. Whew. He has not been using the facilities they've been using. Jesus Christ, we'll have to get somebody. Can you get these Z's over here? Can you get a couple Z's to clean this mess up?
Oh, man.
The guy had a stag dream there. He thought he was king of the universe or something, and he's been here a while. No, he's gone on the floor, for crying out loud. We need something to get rid of the smell and debacterialize the place somehow. I mean, crying out loud, he's on the console, and now he's drooling over there. That's darn it.
Poor thing.
Man, he's stuck right on here.
This year, when they see Lincoln's ghost just running around, they're gonna see George Washington and other presidents. In the White House this year, they're watching from their home above. They're watching all the messes going round. There's gonna be a friend of old Gaddafi that is found in our quiet house. Gaddafi's going to flare up his ugly face again. And when he does, his people are gonna hold him down so he won't cause havoc to their land again. There's gonna be some changes made when all the lights begin to go out and blackouts come from all around.
Friends, I should explain that this song by Fran Baskerville, as in Hound of Thee, Fran Baskerville in this song called Lincoln's Ghost is doing psychic predicting, I believe. She's a psychic. She's telling us what's going to happen in, well, I think it's the future of the 80s.
Now, you said this was one of those time traveler CDs or those tapes that
were
sent?
Well, she can see the future somehow. Spirits tell her the future. And
but this is a woman from the actual future.
She, of course, from the sound of the music, I would say yes. But her predictions for the 90s turned out not to be correct.
Well,
this was done in the 80s, I think.
Well, which stringy 90s are we talking about? You know, all the string
right.
Everybody's like, string theory edition. I'm a hologram, and I'm actually Jesus in another dimension. There's 12 of me.
Yeah.
You know, like Pete Paul, Larry Moe, and so forth.
The multiple reality, multiple nostril theory.
Well, we've
syndrome.
All, you know, we've tried to tap in, and what's happened? You know, we've been losing precious water, gouging it, you know. The next thing you know, we'll be heaving lovely water.
I had an operation so I could get to it easier. I had them ream out the hole bigger so I could get to the gold.
Well, how did that affect? How did that affect?
It worked great.
It's not banging against the cyst on your bunghole?
I talk better now. I say things better.
This is a bigger echo chamber.
Because the cyst is gone, or the cyst is like just changed in shape, like an amphitheater or something.
Oh, I'm not talking. I had him keep the cyst.
Well, just so long as it doesn't keep you, if you know what I mean. I mean, you keep on trying to keep that thing alive on its own. How do you know it's not actually controlling your mind instead of you controlling the cyst on your bunghole's mind?
Don't knock it until you've tried it. That's all I can say, man. Oh, by the way, here we've got some recordings coming up.
Elvis in a box!
Elvis in a box, man. This guy played at the Foundry in at the Revival in England. This is Elvis in a box.
On Elvis's birthday.
It is Elvis. He's in a box. He's an Indian Elvis, I believe. A Bollywood Elvis. Listen. You couldn't see Elvis because he was in a box.
He sounds pretty good for inside that box.
I think that is wonderful.
Finally, at the end of the show, he did come out of the box. This is the song when he removed the box. And it was Bollywood Elvis. He did a little dance here.
I like the little kind of hieroglyphic hand moves and stuff like that.
He's a friend of Reverend Error.
That's a falsification. There is no Reverend Error. That's
I could be wrong, but I think it was Reverend Error.
That's a magnification of a falsitude called an error.
See, Elvis loves Bob now.
Elvis in a box loves him like Vindaloo. There's no tomorrow talking about that somehow. What I want to ask you, was he spicy or mild?
It was spicy.
He was spicy.
He's a very spicy Elvis, yes.
Did it take long to come out of the box? Did he have to be refrigerated?
He sprang from the box like the wisdom sprang from Krishna's brow.
Ah.
And like this music springs from Bollywood.
You get a lot of mileage on Makalaka. I would say, defining this cat, I would say Papa Dumb. You know what I'm saying? Papa Dumb. Papa could be smarter, do his thing, but no, Papa Dumb.
Papa Dumb.
Papa one dumb old faggot pulling this kind of thing.
Well, isn't dumb, though, a value judgment?
Not among the dumb. It's more of a worthy symbol of praise, perhaps a eunuch's way of letting himself out of the crisis.
But you know, Papa Doom is even better. Papa
he is Doom. A bang bang
drum. More delicious.
And he is quite a dentist, too.
And yes, I know, a dandy dentist.
Thulsa Doom was also a fine drummer.
That was the uncle, and he implanted the decayed teeth, and the cousin or nephew, and both would remove the teeth and the decay. Just like we are removing the decay.
No, yes. I thought we were the decay.
Well, that can be true, too.
That is our only way to attack the conspiracy, you see, is we are the decay. We're the yeast, the mold, the termite.
We're the bleeding
the fungus.
We're the pulp in the popodum.
We're
foundation.
The bloody slimy rot.
And the popodum.
We're the rust to the conspiracy's iron cage.
With a little poopy handle on the back of the caboose. We're the elf people that have no future and no limbs.
Ah, whoa. But because of that, we are free little elves. We don't need arms or legs or tree trunks or branches. We can just be because we have slack. The subgenius is not something that must get slack. The subgenius is one who already has slack. It is whether you are able to recognize the slack you already have. Friends, and I know that you're a winner because you listen to the
Subgenius
Radio Ministry Hour Slack.
He's won the whole prize, hasn't he? It looks like the carrot's coming down, and there it goes.
Oh, wow.
I don't believe I've ever seen... look, the color's pink now. Looks like he's going to go all the way. They're going to probably take him into another dimension entirely, and there's the strings. They're all dropping down like a fishnet. Oh, boy. Well, there's nothing else for us to say other than, oh, what a lucky man he is.
And friends, you too can be lucky as lonesome here and as loathsome as lonesome if you want to know more about Church of the Subgenius. Yes, that would prove your luck if you wanted to know.
Dwayne.
If you actually learn anything, I'm not sure what that would say. But why don't you try your luck, friends? Give Lady Luck a lookout and join us.
Pull back your lever and start banging and banging on that old
If you need to know, and you do, then check out www.subgenius.com. Subgenius is spelled without an O, by the way, for you. Subgenius.
I'd like to ask each and every one of my friends out there. And I had he was in the service with me. I was on Guadalcanal, Bucatville, and, to make a long story short, I know that it's my dime you've got there. So, I won't go on too far. But anyway, I won't call him a Jap, because that's not a real name. He was a member of the enemy, the hair was growing on the inside, and we took him back to where we all was there, and we interrogated him, and he said it was Bob Dobbs. Now, if you don't, Bob, I swear on a stack of snakes, that's the name he gave. Now, here he was, a member of the 3rd Imperial, Sapper Battalion, or what they call themselves, and he had the pipe right there tattooed on his titties. And we were going to take the samurai sword and shoot him, but the commandante
said
we got to interrogate him some more.
But what are you supposed to do?
No, there wasn't enough estrogen to go around because it.
From PR News in Washington, I'm nursing the first of 3 pregnant women pulled out of the mud in Washington. Just the first of 3 that released gas Thursday. Rescue workers thrust head-on on the flashy public PR News. A federal grand jury in Los Angeles could trigger PR News in remote Washington.
And now,
that guy's good, whoever does that.
Wait a minute. Which button am I pushing here?
Who does that? That guy's good.
Yeah, pushing my buttons.
What's that guy's name?
Man.
That guy's
pushing
funny.
My buttons, okay?
The guy who does the NPR thing, you know? That's pretty good.
That was Limerlind Fernando.
That guy's funny.
Yeah, he's a funny, he's a pretty funny kind of guy. He's an old cutter. He's an old,
old cutter.
He's a yuck cutter. Oh, you know, I have to cut the yucks out of the show for the public radio airwaves when we do the edited shows. The ones on the internet, you leave the yucks in there, but you got to take the yucks out and the yits. We call it yuck cutting and yit cutting. Cutting the yucks and yits out of the shows, you know, for the nice people and the nice broadcast stations.
Some of them are nice.
In America. Yeah, the broadcast stations in the Canadians, they don't care about the yits and the yucks.
They don't have the same problems up there.
They ain't got much of nothing up there. Yeah,
not like here, for crying out loud.
We got a lot of everything here.
You gotta take the nits. The yucks and the yaks out. You gotta take those little, you know, squat sounds they got in there too.
Yeah.
You know, for crying out loud, it takes you 3 afternoons at it, one show.
I gotta turn every squat backwards.
And, you know, that's got more humor value maybe to some of these creeps out there. But, you know, the average person going to listen to it going to turn right off.
Show sucks. This show's full of fish.
That's your problem. That's why, you know, I want
say
you to be
cuff
on...
if they can't take a joke.
The Jumpy Kummel show or something like that. Oh, no, he can't travel. You know, the open house, you know, the next thing you know, he's bleeding all over the floor.
Cuff
you know,
that crying, stuff.
Cuff him, you know.
Cuff him.
Cuff it. Say,
you know. That's a bunch of fish.
Yeah, a bunch of fish. What is it? The fish thing. I always forgot that. You know, like, I remember Maury Hendis and a couple of those guys, they come in, you know, and they start talking to the, you know, the fish. And
I don't know about the fish, but...
What the hell was it, you know?
You
smell... If you're drinking there, a fish coffin it.
A fish coffin? I didn't know they had coffins for gosh darn fish.
There you go. See, I would have had to cut the gosh.
I have to cut the gosh.
And make it just say, dang.
How long does that take? 3 hours.
It has to go straight. 3 hours. Just for each time you say, gosh dang, you know, I got to cut the gosh.
Gosling
and
tapes.
Gosling tapes. I go through a yard of gosling tapes. I'm cutting one yit out of this show.
One freaking yit.
And you got to say freaking instead of yucking.
thing.
Yeah, because, you know, because you don't want to yuck up.
How many days is that? Oh, for crying out loud. The last time I forgot to pull a
yuck. Yeah, it was like a...
So. I think this is one of the most highbrow shows I have ever
heard. It's the most cuffed up thing I ever heard. It's wonderfully highbrow, very multidimensional. You know, and the worst thing,
like a bad vacuum cleaner.
For this one, I got it for the internet shows.
Yeah, right.
I gotta go and turn them all backwards to make them into cuss words again.
And so then the next thing you know, you get arguments from your Pope. You know, your Lobsang Rampa.
Hey,
your
there's Dalai not Lama, enough profanity.
Backwards, you know, hey, right.
There's not enough profanity in my internet copy.
Like, I'm a stylistic,
where
you know.
Bob's let me down. I ain't getting no words, slack sure, from you
know,
Bob.
Yeah, they know. Yeah.
Right. Hey, Bob.
Last time they got slapped by me, of
they
course.
They didn't get no slack off of no Bob. Well, I know Jesus didn't have any disciples named Dopey.
He did have one named Jim.
And he had one named Bob, yes.
And one named Tom.
Jesus' disciple Bob. The Fisher of Wallets, friends. And like Jesus, he could walk on the water, but unlike Jesus, he could also fly. Yes, the child Bob could fly. We've covered this in previous lessons.
We have spoken. He could fly underwater, as a matter of fact.
He could. Yes, he could fly through outer space. And perhaps Bob came from space, but that's to be decided by scholars. Friends, because for it's only up to us to worship Bob. We owe him not just fear, but awe.
But I think it is empathizing and subnatural to present some of the childhood stories of Bob and saying the wonderment of his village folk who could see that Bob was flying through the water, that he was passing urine and mustard through thousands of octopus-like orifices. And I'm telling you right now, as long as I'm on this television telling you, that's the way...
Bob can fly right into your life too, friends. Bob can fly right in, right up you, up your pant leg. He'll sneak right up there and tickle you. Because he loves you, friend.
Had wings like a dove.
Wings
like an eagle.
So beautiful.
Nostrils, all three, like a hockey thing. He could spurn magnificent ideas and put his face into the fire. And come back just as red as that pumpkin. That's your dad out there, the father of the freaking
friends. We hate. We love hate.
And we hate to leave.
We hate to leave, but we must. And somehow the show must come to an end. And I guess this must be it.
Oh, wait, no.
Or almost here. Oh,
you got to think of the past and the future of the show and the moment.
We could just fade it out.
Okay.
This isn't really ending music.
That's like an illusion fading. You know, like, oh, we're coming.
This show's full of shit.
That's your problem. That's why, you know, I want
say,
you to be...
if they can't take a joke.
The Dumpy Kummel Show or something like that. Oh, no, he can't travel. You know, that open house, you know, the next thing you know, he's bleeding all over the floor.
Fuck that stuff.
Fuck him, you know.
That's a bunch of shit.
Yeah, a bunch of shiffing. What is it? Jiffin, I always forgot that. You know, like, I remember Maury Hendis and a couple of those guys that come in, you know, and they start talking to the, you know, the shift. And then
I don't know about the shift, but...
What the hell was he?
I think this is one of the most highbrow shows I have ever had.
It's the most fucked up thing I ever heard.